Washington.
Kali ini kita kembali berbicara seputar ajang penghargaan bagi dunia perfilman paling bergengsi di Amerika, The Oscars, yang akan digelar tanggal 22 Februari mendatang. Apa dan siapa saja yang masuk dalam nominasi untuk meraih piala Oscar tersebut telah diumumkan. Nah, bagaimana komentar dari beberapa nominenya? Bagi Reese Witherspoon, bintang dalam film Wild.
Well, I am so excited. I mean, this film from beginning to right to this moment has been my baby and it's my first movie I produced and I'm just so thrilled that not only, you know, to get these wonderful nominations which will hopefully help more people see the film, but that the movie is doing so well. Like, people are very hungry for these kinds of films and I'm just really proud of it and how it turned out.
Here are some questions I've been asking myself. What if I forgive myself? What if I was sorry? But if I could go back in time, I wouldn't do a single thing differently. What if all those things I did were the things that got me here?
Reese Witherspoon merasa sangat gembira karena film Wild yang dibintanginya ini benar-benar seperti anaknya sendiri sejak awal pembuatan, karena ini merupakan film pertama yang ia produseri. Satu hal juga yang menarik, Reese Witherspoon yang masuk nominasi Oscar untuk kategori pemeran utama wanita terbaik akan bersaing dengan Rosamund Pike, di mana Rosamund Pike bermain di film Gone Girl yang juga diproduseri oleh Reese Witherspoon.
That's what I'm talking about. You're a bird man. You are a god.
Setelah lebih dari 30 tahun berkiprah sebagai seorang aktor, Michael Keaton akhirnya masuk dalam nominasi Oscar berkat film yang dibintanginya, Birdman. Ia pun mengatakan,
"Well, it's very flattering. I mean, it's ridiculous flattering. I mean, really honored. And I'm more than anything, I'm grateful. It's really nice. You know, I mean, the idea of a competition, none of us ever invented that. That was created by other people. So if you want to have a competition, all right, well then there you go. You know, I don't see it as people winning or somebody being better than another person. It's not that kind of gig. You know, it's, you know, if you, you know, you play four quarters of a football game, you say that, or it's kind of a hard thing to say one person is better than another, but just the fact that someone says, hey, we think you were great in something, that's pretty damn good."
Michael Keaton benar-benar merasa tersanjung dan terhormat atas nominasi yang diberikan kepadanya ini. Namun ia mengatakan sebenarnya dalam kompetisi film seperti ini, ia tidak melihat seseorang menang atau kalah. Tidak seperti dalam pertandingan olahraga football. Dan sangat sulit untuk mengatakan seseorang lebih baik dari yang lainnya. Tapi kalau ada yang memujinya, memang terasa sangat menyenangkan. Yang akan bersaing dengan Michael Keaton dalam kategori pemeran utama pria terbaik, diantaranya adalah aktor asal Inggris, Eddie Redmayne, dan Benedict Cumberbatch, di mana Eddie Redmayne bermain dalam The Theory of Everything, dan Benedict Cumberbatch bermain di film The Imitation Game. Nah, ternyata mereka berdua telah berkawan sejak lama. Eddie pun menceritakan bagaimana senangnya mereka mendapatkan kabar gembira ini.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's like we grew up together acting wise and we've been in some of the same films and I admire his work so much, but I think any actor, we never dream of this, and we exchanged text messages. There's just a lot of exclamation marks and hysteria.
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America.